Good evening. This is Shobhasachi Bhattacharya with regional news. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today viewed China's refusal to enter into binding international water treaties and its select sharing of hydrological data has raised concerns in the region. The CM has suggested an urgent need for cooperative governance of shared water resources in Asia. Speaking at the inaugural function of a seminar titled Environment and Security at the Dorji Khandu Auditorium, Itanagar this morning, Khandu drew attention of all stakeholders towards the Chinese plan to construct the world's largest hydropower project on the Yelung Sangpo River, which enters Arunachal Pradesh as Siang and becomes the Brahmaputra in Assam. In the meantime, Khandu has appreciated the Tibet support group of Arunachal Pradesh and the core group for Tibetan cause for organizing the seminar in Itanagar and hoped that the discussions that unfold will play a vital role in finding solutions to mitigate the environmental situation in Tibet, which poses significant risks to the entire region. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik flagged off the maiden edition of Geka Sweeney Marathon from Rajbhavan, Itanagar today. The 14-kilometer marathon, which culminated in the famed Geka Sweeney, popularly known as Ganga Lake, was organized to commemorate National Tourism Day 2025. Speaking on the occasion, the governor commended the tourism department for the initiative and said that the event will highlight the lake, which has mythological and tourism importance. He also added that the marathon will promote good health and a positive vibe amongst the participants and citizens of the capital complex. The governor suggested organizing a mini marathon of 5 kilometers for veterans. Later in the day, continuing its goodwill tradition, the State Foundation Day of Uttar Pradesh was also celebrated at Raj Bhavan with the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shrestha Bharat. A massive wildfire erupted in the river belt of Tawangchu under Paramkha Circle of Lungla Subdivision this morning, posing a significant threat to Sakyur and nearby villages. However, with the timely intervention by the Lungla administration, the SSB Lungla, the Indian Army personnel, local police and residents, the fire was successfully contained. However, despite these efforts, the wildfire in the jungle continues to burn due to the challenging terrain of steep mountains and dense, inaccessible forest. In the meantime, all agencies are on high alert to prevent further spread of the fire. Additional Deputy Commissioner in Charge Lungla and District Disaster Management Officer Tawang are leading the coordination efforts on site. Officers from the Indian Army, State Police, SSB, BRO and the Forest Department are actively monitoring the situation and working to bring the fire under control. The administration urges the public to stay vigilant and report any further development or incident to the authorities immediately. The Department of Women and Child Development, East Siang District, organized a felicitation program for girl toppers of the district at the DC's Conference Hall, Pasighat, today. The felicitation aimed to encourage their hard work for academic excellence, including an awareness session on legal rights, health, and hygiene. The program was held as part of the National Girl Child Day celebration to mark the 10 years of Beti Bachao, Beti Padhao scheme. The Spices Board organized a buyer-seller meet at DK State Convention Center, Itanagar, yesterday. The meet aimed to provide a platform for better commerce and trade aimed towards direct linkages of spice farmers in Arunachal Pradesh as well as other northeastern states. Speaking on the occasion, Commerce and Industry Minister Niyato Dukam informed that spice cultivation in the state is still at a very primary stage. However, in recent years, cultivation of spices is growing rapidly and with favorable climatic conditions. In the meantime, the minister has urged the participants to take full advantage of the program and requested the Spices Board to continue with the guidance, both financially and technically. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast yellow alerts over 12 districts of Arunachal Pradesh. These places are very likely to receive thunderstorms with lightning at isolated places over the next 12 hours. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.